It's your morning team show. This is WSGW. It's 8:25.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself. Today's music ain't got the same song. I like that old time of rock and roll. Don't try to take me to a disco. You'll never even get me out on the floor. In 10 minutes I'll be late for the door. I like that old time of rock and roll.
Does anyone take the music off the shelf anymore?
In certain places, yeah.
This is true. Can't deny that, especially with some of the stories you hear about vinyl making comeback, things like that. But in this technologically based world where a lot of music is available using music services, did you hear this story about Apple Music about to cross a threshold? Either it's happening or it's going to be happening this week. That it's going to have its 100 millionth song available.
Wow.
Apple Music.
Huge.
It says every day, 20,000 singers and songwriters are releasing music on their service. Yeah, 20,000 a day.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I can't even wrap my head around that. I cannot. The milestone for Apple Music comes as YouTube's music catalog is sporting 80 million, Spotify 82 million, and Amazon Music 90 million.
Wow.
That's pretty amazing.
That is.
Yeah.
We like our entertainment in this country.
Let's see what it says here. And it's a good chance that whatever music is being loaded up these days is not even originating from the U.S.
Yeah.
Or even in English. Apparently, 40% of Apple Music's offerings are in English, and the number of other languages and dialects available are now up to 350.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's a long ways from the early days of Sukiyaki, huh?
Yeah, when that was the big song that was in a different language, right?
So this is strictly music. We're not talking podcasts on Apple or anything.
It says Apple Music. Yeah. That's how it's referenced, Apple Music. The number of Apple Music songs has doubled in the last 4 years. In 2018, it was only 50 million.
Mm.
It believes the pandemic helped to accelerate things. Imagine that. Yeah. But that just, it started in 2003. At that time, with 200,000 songs, it says. And now here we are, 100 million. How do you know what you want?
Well, I think I've got around 2,800 songs on my playlist.
Do you really?
I think I'm going to have to.
2,800.
I'm going to have to get some more.
Yeah, you got to keep up with the times. How many of the 2,800 do you listen to?
Oh, I always put it on shuffle whenever I'm doing stuff.
Really?
So it will.
Well, 2,800 songs, I imagine there could be still. Oh, I even forgot I had that.
That happens many times. One thing I don't like, though, that Apple does is sometimes, and I know it's maybe an agreement they get with an artist or something, they may change the song a little bit. Like, for instance, I love America. You guys remember America, the 70s group.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently they re-recorded some of their songs later on.
Oh.
And so you're getting a newer version of some of the songs. Like,
still the same song, but you can tell.
You can tell there's some differences, right? I'm like, oh, no, I want the original. So they've done that with some certain artists. But other than that, it's pretty well done. Although you get a lot of people, I'm surprised that I'd like to see what Spotify does. I've talked to a lot of people who say Spotify is much more user-friendly than Apple Music.
Hmm.
And so I don't know. I have to look at those numbers.
I have to check them out.
Yeah.
Now, apparently, if you want the original, you have to take that old record off the shelf.